Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXRadio.com.
Good morning, Imperial Valley. You are listening to your weekly wellness radio, Let's Talk About It, with your host, Scott Dudley, and yours truly, Maria Wyatt. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health and KUBO 88.7 Radio Bilingue. And our phone number here at the station is 337-8874.
You, like, said everything. What am I supposed to say?
I know.
337-88. Hey, good morning, Maria. How are you?
Good. And I hope everyone had, you know, the past couple of weeks, I don't think we've been on the air once, you know, we've
sort of lost our rhythm there.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, I hope everybody enjoyed the Midwinter Fair and the air show. And there's been a lot of things going on. So, you know, it's the weather's changing and it's going to be nice just for a couple of weeks before the summer kicks in. So take advantage of it.
When I had a friend from back east, I went to school with her, and I like flipped on Facebook on Saturday, and she said, "You'll never believe," and she's posting for the whole world to see whatever, and she said, "You'll never believe where I am. I'm at this air show." I was like, "No." And so, like, I posted back on it, like, in El Centro, question mark. And, yeah, she'd come out west to visit people, and they'd gone on this long, strange trip and kind of ended up at the air show for some strange reason. And what a small world. Thousands of miles away ends up at the El Centro air show.
Back from somewhere from Michigan or somewhere over there?
New York, yeah. Yeah. Very interesting.
Very interesting. So today, who do we have and what's going on?
What do we have
for the show?
We have a client show. And client shows typically are pretty interesting things because, you know, once in a while it's kind of cool to take a look under the hood of behavioral health and get a chance to hear from the people who are living their lives, you know, the people who are experiencing recovery in their lives, who have done the hard work with themselves, with their world, and the people that have supported them along the way, as well as that goes. And so today we're going to talk to one of the people who is in the adult MHSA dual diagnosis program. And his name's Richie. Ricardo.
Ricardo, yeah.
Morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning.
Well, let's start with you know, how did you end? I mean, you're not very old.
Excuse me?
How old are you?
How old am I?
Yeah. You're a kid.
I was going to ask you, like, how old do you think I am? You think I'm a kid?
25.
That makes me feel
young?
Better, no?
Yeah.
I'm 30 years old.
That's where I was going. I was just going to raise you 5. So you've come a long way in your life in a relatively short time, up and down and all over, huh?
I'm still here.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. How did you end up starting in a program like dual diagnosis? What kind of went wrong in your life? What kind of went right?
Basically, it was a court ordered.
Really?
So I had to show my face for a good time, basically for two and a half years. And I'm bilingual. Sometimes I can't say something in English, and the only way I can say it in Spanish. Sometimes if I try to mean, I don't know. My vocabulary isn't that good.
So you have the court order.
Okay, yeah. So
why did they do that?
I don't know. Maybe that was a jab from life that I had to go through that, and
were they,
I didn't see it as a problem. Basically, you know, I'm still here. I'm still around. You know, sometimes you got to pay dues, pay bills, and sometimes your liberty is at stake, and then you don't want to waste time, or, you know, like people that they take their, I don't know, like time is very valuable, you know, like
yeah, it is.
It's either you're gonna set a mark, or basically be independent, or how can I say, get a job.
What was the Kurt gonna do? What was the Kurt gonna do if you didn't?
Nothing. I just went ahead with the rules and.
But if what if I, you wouldn't have gone through the rules? Or
basically, I was gonna
get in.
Well, you were going to say something, get in.
You would have gone to jail?
Jail, yeah. Yeah, basically. But I wasn't
but there was that. But my question is, why were you court-ordered? Was it something that you did? Or
because
usually people don't get sent to have court-ordered.
It wasn't, you call it stupid in a way that, you know, but I pay my dues. But in a way, I that's personal.
Mm-hmm.
But, I don't know, just, you gotta do, sometimes life slaps you,
in other words, you were doing something you weren't supposed to, and you were,
things about, like, es la vida, no? Like, sometimes you gotta, pay your dues, you know, like, time is everything.
Mm-hmm.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Thursday morning at 7:30 a.m. on KGBO 88.7 FM, Radio Bilingue. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXCoreRadio.com.